It's been estimated that Olympic events brought £44 million into Surrey's economy. The county council says that about a million people came here during both the road races and the time trials in the summer. It's thought that staying visitors spent on average £75 and day trippers £38. More on this in a minute, but first let's remind ourselves why a certain cyclist who took the gold in Surrey is the favourite for BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
Will this be a ride into history and a seventh Olympic medal? Inside the last couple of seconds, and away goes Bradley Wiggins. This is the man the crowd have come to see more than anybody else. Can he hold his nerve?
And a huge roar. Surely this is the man. It is Bradley Wiggins, number 2, on his behind, screeched past. A huge roar. Other people of Surrey sending him up to Esher, to Hampton Court, and to glory. Olympic gold.
Bradley Wiggins is the Olympic champion. It's golden gold for Bradley Wiggins. His fourth gold medal and the seventh medal won in the Olympic Games. He is the greatest British achiever of all times when it comes to medals won by Olympians. Look at that.
Bradley Wiggins there, winning gold in the Olympic time trial event held on the streets of Elmbridge. Helen Clack is the Surrey County Council cabinet member who was responsible for the Olympics. Louise Punter is the chief executive of Surrey Chamber of Commerce. They're both with us on the programme at the moment. Helen Clack, good morning to you first of all. Does that still send your pulse racing?
Oh, it does, doesn't it? And it really cheers me on such a cold morning that we had that marvellous event. And I was at Hampton Court when Bradley came in for the gold. It was just unbelievable. Loved it.
How did you calculate the amount of money that has come into Surrey? It must have been quite a difficult task, surely.
Well, we needed to have a report on the outcome, and my officers and other officers of the councils, etc., and venues sat down and put this together.
And Louise, what's your response on this from the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think it's a really exciting time, and certainly there'd been preparation going on for years, trying to prepare businesses both for the absolute positive outcomes and also to, you know, to be prepared for maybe a reduction in sales on at one point, but then, you know, increases at other points.
That was one point I was going to take you to task on. We've spoken to some of the businesses in Walton and Cobham area, which were along the route of the time trial. They say they saw an actual trade drop on that day, so not everyone benefited, did they?
Well, I think there has to be a... Well, there was a definite, and all I would say is that, you know, the number of businesses that have been telling us, because they face, you know, different activities or they prepared themselves for the actual day, and it wasn't just... There was a lot of activity going on and a lot of business won leading up to the Olympics.
Louise, I'm just going to... I'm going to interrupt you because the line is a little bit breaking up at the moment. Maybe you could move to a slightly better reception area there if you could. Helen Clark, just coming back to you here. So in your role at Surrey County Council as cabinet member responsible for the Olympics, then you must have had the naysayers before this. So have you finally got enough information to go back to them and say, actually, it was a success?
Well, when we took this on back in 2007, we had a lot of people who thought this wasn't going to work. But we set out a plan where we purposefully went out and spoke to local businesses, as well, of course, to residents. We had business breakfasts, we had business meetings, and we tried to encourage businesses to think of how they could benefit if it was going to be disruptive to their everyday work. And I think some of them took that on board. And I can remember doing interviews with Radio Surrey and encouraging businesses to think outside the box when we had a million people on our streets overall, spending money, not necessarily in the same way that they would have done.
So as they say, where is the, show me the money, where is it, who got it?
Well, hopefully, it went to local businesses and local organisations, and not to the county council, obviously. We were there just to make sure that the event was delivered in as best as possible, and of course it was almost perfect. We're very proud that it was so good, and that people did benefit within the Surrey community. We had over 30 teams from different countries training in Surrey, and obviously they had to pay their hotel bills and food bills and, you know, going to restaurants, etc. We had lots of people here. As I said, we have about 1 million people on the roads overall, which of course came and spent some of their money on food and entertainment during the weekend and the Wednesday. And we had, of course, all the volunteers who were out, you know, buying water and, you know, food, etc., all over again.
Helen Clark, what do you think we will see as residents of Surrey? I mean, how are we benefiting?
Well, what's happened is that we have become the sort of cycle centre of the country, and we're seeing more cyclists coming to Surrey to sort of test that route, that very special Olympic route.
To go and do it. So cycle tourism coming to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And tourism is something in Surrey that hasn't really been exploited. We're too near to London, some people would say, but actually we've got these beautiful rolling hills, wonderful places to visit, old houses, parks, etc. You know, national park, the National Trust as well.
Box Hill, for instance, looks gorgeous,
exactly.
Doesn't it? I mean, it does when you drive past there, but when you saw it on TV, you thought, wow, that really is something. And there were people all over the world thinking, I want to go there. Sadly, of course, they think it's London.
Well, we're hoping to promote more competitions in Surrey, similar to that, and we are hoping very much that it will have a Surrey brand. That's my purpose.
So you're going to market tourism to Surrey?
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Okay. Well, Helen Clark, thank you for joining us. And Louise Punter, Chamber of Commerce representative.